Lawsuits the victims filed with a trial court in Milwaukee were dismissed over concerns about the statute of limitations. Child sex abuse victims typically can only bring civil cases in Wisconsin until they're 35, and all of the plaintiffs in the cases are older. But the victims have asked the state Supreme Court to revive their cases. They say they only found out a few years ago that the Milwaukee Archdiocese had moved around and concealed the doings of two priests, Siegfried Wadera and Franklin Becker, who had committed abuse in the 1970s. Plaintiff's attorney, Marcy Hamilton, says the church fraudulently covered up, especially for Wadera.
What the archdiocese participated in not telling others was that he was continuing to engage in child abuse and that they intended to, quote-unquote, keep the lid on it so there would be no further police reports.
Hamilton says the statute of limitations on fraud is 6 years and alleges the clock only started ticking in 2004. But Archdiocese Attorney John Rothstein says previous Supreme Court rulings have said the victims had a duty to ask the Archdiocese about the abuse when it happened decades ago.
In both the Dye versus Strobe, as well as the Linneman case, it says there's a duty of inquiry. The plaintiff cannot merely wait until the facts find them.
Afterwards, plaintiff Chuck Linneman found it difficult to accept the idea that he had a duty to quiz the church as a child.
You don't expect an organization like that to cover things up and do things dishonestly.
The state Supreme Court will rule on the case by midsummer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.